This hadith is in al-Bukhari. He says that I used to be in charge of guarding the zakah. I used to guard Baytul Mal. He said there was a man that I caught stealing 3 times. And I let him go twice. And then the third time when I caught him stealing the food, I told him that I'm going to take you to Rasulullah. And he said the man panicked when I told him I was going to take him to the Prophet. And he said, please don't take me to Rasulullah. He said, I will tell you a few words by which Allah will protect everything. Allah will protect you at night. And he said, when you go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. Abu Hurairah said, I came to the Prophet and I told the Prophet what happened. And the Prophet said, do you know who that man was? Who was that man? Shaytan. He said, Shaytan. He said, صَدَقَ وَهُوَ كَذُوبٌ. He told you the truth, even though he's a liar. Okay? Ayatul Kursi is to keep him away. The Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also in Sahih al-Bukhari, that every single night Shaytan puts 3 knots on the back of your head. And on every single knot, he reads and he exhales the following words. He says, go ahead and sleep. Shh. عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلًا. You have a long night ahead of you. Sleep. Go ahead. Some of you already have those knots tied. Go ahead and sleep. عَلَيْكَ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا. You have a long night ahead of you. And the Prophet ﷺ said, when one wakes up and he remembers Allah, يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. And we're going to have very specific techniques next week from the Prophet ﷺ, how he would do away with this. He remembers Allah, one knot is undone. And then he gets up and he does wudu, another knot is undone. And then when he gets up and prays, another knot is undone. And the Prophet ﷺ says, فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا طَيِّبًا نَفْسُ. So he wakes up energetic and in good spirits. You know, he wakes up feeling good with a good heart, energetic and with a good heart. And if he did not wake up, then he wakes up خَبِيث. خَبِيث النَّفْسِ كَسْلَامٍ. He wakes up in bad spirits and lazy. You know, feeling lethargic the entire day. And subhanAllah, that's for a person who slept the entire night. How do you feel the days that you don't wake up for Fajr? Imagine how much better you'd feel whenever you pray Qiyamul Layl. There are 2 more narrations about the shaytan. The Prophet ﷺ also said from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from Sahih al-Bukhari, that when night falls, when night comes, when the evening comes, stop your children from going out, for the shayateen spread out at that time. And when an hour of the night has passed, you can release your children and close the doors and mention Allah's name, because shaytan does not open a closed door. And the Prophet ﷺ said, close your containers and mention the name of Allah upon them and extinguish your lamps. That's in Bukhari. Another narration, also from Jabir radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, when a person enters his home and he mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of entering it and while eating his food, shaytan says, addressing himself, لَا مَبِيتَ لَكُمْ وَلَا عَشَاء. You have nowhere to stay tonight, nor do you have any food. But the Prophet ﷺ says, if you enter your house and you don't make mention of Allah, or you don't mention Allah's name when you eat, shaytan says to himself, you have a place to stay tonight and you have dinner for the night. He's already plotting on you during the nighttime when you just enter your home and you start to eat your food. And there's so many ahadiths, subhanAllah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu also said in Sahih Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ said, when you wake up at night from your sleep and you perform wudu, clean your nose 3 times because the shaytan spends the night in your nose. It's an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. And many of them, I won't go, I'll just give you guys one more, because do you realize how sometimes you're more easily agitated at night? Right? Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he narrates, and this is a very good lesson for husband and wife, by the way. And this hadith is authentic in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, it's a Hasan hadith, that Rasulullah ﷺ said, shaytan comes to one of you in his bed before his family has covered him, and shaytan wishes him good night. It's a sarcastic way. And he said, he throws things at you to make you angry with your family. So the Prophet ﷺ said, when you feel a sense of anger at night, don't become angry with your family. It is part of amr shaytan, it's from the work of shaytan. You know, most of the arguments take place at night, right? When people are going to bed at night, and then all of a sudden, you just unleash all of your frustration during the day. Okay, that's an authentic hadith. And there are many, many, many more hadith, but the Prophet ﷺ taught us the shaitan wants to take us away from Qiyam al-Layl. If he can achieve nothing else in our lives, then he wants to take us away from Qiyam al-Layl. Because if we taste Qiyam al-Layl, then we'll never leave it, and his appeal becomes so unattractive. And that's why Taraweeh in Ramadan is so easy. Sufida to shayateen. Shayateen are put away. How easy, you know, subhanAllah, a person finds it easy to pray Qiyam al-Layl for 2 hours at night, every night in Ramadan, but he can't even pray Isha on time on the other days. It's a struggle. But just hearing about its virtues, I hope, would make us all want to pray. Right? Just hearing about its virtues even tonight, even though we couldn't get very specific tonight, I hope that's enough for us to want to pray. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ قَامَ بِعَشْرِ آيَاتٍ لَمْ يُكْتَبْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ Whoever stands with 10 ayahs will not be written as those who are heedless. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is authentic hadith from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu and Abu Dawood, وَمَنْ قَامَ بِمِئَةِ آيَةٍ كُتِبَ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ And whoever stands up at night and reads 100 ayat, then he will be written as those who are devout, who stand up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions al-qanitin, the devout worshippers. وَمَنْ قَامَ بِأَلْفِ آيَةٍ Whoever stands up with 1,000 ayat, كُتِبَ مِنَ الْمُقَنْطَرِينَ Then he will be written amongst al-muqantirin. He'll be written amongst those who pile up treasures of hasanat.